to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
I wonder. I wonder what it feels like to have so much hate, so much anger toward a group of people that you can't even bring yourself to accept their help. Help when you need it the most. I wonder, is it hate? Is it fear? The first time I walked in their house, the strongest emotion that greeted me felt like hate. Deep-seething hate that felt like it had been bubbling for years, decades. At first, before eye contact, I thought the hate living in the house was from feelings between the people there, old, unforgiven hurts, unrecognized betrayals, perhaps, heartfelt disappointment. Who could know? I certainly didn't know. Not then. How could I? Yet the hate feeling was there. The feeling was there as I began to introduce myself, there as I stood in their doorway. You see, this was our first time meeting. I was there because they were no longer able to move safely around in their house. A fall risk is what they call it back at the office. I was there to help them stay in their home, there to help in a house filled with hate. It wasn't until they finally made eye contact with me that I became aware of the target for their feelings. The eyes, you see, are reflections of the soul. I believe that. It wasn't until I was face to face that I saw that old familiar glare that I knew who or what I was facing, who or what I had come to help. I first saw that hate glare, as I came to call it, back when I was visiting the South as a teenager. I called where we visited the South because everywhere we went that summer, every town, every store, every roadside diner, everywhere in the South, we were greeted with the hate glare. As I stood in their doorway, it dawned. I started to remember the hate glare. Then I understood that their hateful glare was for me, but not. Because you see, their hate was for who or what I represented to them. Because you see, it didn't matter that I was a professional who had come to help them. My age, my gender, my education, my politics, my character, whether I was a proud parent, a best friend, a doting daughter, none of that mattered. There wasn't a spark of curiosity in their eyes, not a light of interest in who this human being standing just inside their door might be. All they could see when they looked at me was a place to direct their hate, an object to blame for everything that went wrong in their lives. I stood in their doorway and a cold, familiar chill ran up my spine in the middle of July. And as I stood there, I understood that I had come full circle, yes, full circle, from the South back in the day to the racism of today. I wonder if at any time they ever considered laying that burden down. I wonder if they ever, a single moment, when that hate glare became too much, was there ever a time in their lives when they wondered what the hate glare was keeping them from seeing? I wonder what it's like to have to go have so much hate that you can't even recognize help when it's standing at your door. I wonder, do you?
For listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alonda Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.